Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A motorhome in central Kansas exploded Saturday morning, injuring the property owner. According to Barton County Fire District No. 2, they responded at around 10:39 a.m. to a report of a metal shop that was on fire that had a motorhome inside. BCFD saying the explosion of the motorhome caused the fire. After the fire was put out, that is when they discovered that the property owner was in the building at the time of the explosion. And ding, 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 they have a winner in Garden City, J.P. Bizet explains.
The winner between the Garden City Police and Fire Departments, or Blue versus Red, Red Kettle Ring-Off, is Team Blue. While its winning streak continues over its brothers and sisters in Red, the real champion is the Salvation Army in Garden City. With the citizen support, first responders raised a total of over $3,700 on Saturday.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
My name is Shane Myers, and I'm an asparagus selling producer in Idaho and Oregon. I had to throw out 130,000 pounds of asparagus when I couldn't get the workers I needed for harvest. Our farm workforce shortage puts our national food security at risk and raises food prices for American families. Food security is national security. A nation that can't feed itself isn't secure. Tell your senators to pass a Senate version of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act before they go home for Christmas.
Paid for by the American Business Immigration Coalition Action. For more information on taking action, go to abicaction.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.8% in November. This was unchanged from 2.8% in October and unchanged from 2.8% in November of 2021. In Northwest Kansas, more than a dozen counties reported jobless rates below 1%, with Norton County at 1.8%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 400 from October, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs decreased by 1,000 over the month, while government increased by 600. Labor economist Emil Dorkson said total non-farm job estimates for Kansas indicate a small decline over the month in November. However, due to strong growth in October and gains earlier this year, current estimates are 2.7% higher than last November. Since November 2021, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 36,700, and this change is due to an increase of 34,600 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,100 government jobs. The number of K-12 students in Kansas classified as chronically absent from school surged to 24.5% during the 2021-2022 academic year, as educators emerged from the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic. The portion of Kansas students who missed more than 10% of school days, excused or unexcused, had ballooned from 13.7% in 2017-2018 to 24.5% last year. Education officials and consultants said the danger in terms of student learning was the compounding influence of absences, because a student missing one or two days each month starting in kindergarten could end up skipping the equivalent of 1 year of school by 12th grade. The definition of an absence was left to local school districts in Kansas, but federal guidelines urge districts to count as present a student in school more than half the day. Jim McNeese, a Kansas State Board of Education member from Wichita, said that he found during his 39 years as a teacher, coach, and principal in Kansas public and private schools that students with profound attendance issues often were grappling with a set of unique challenges. Jane Groff, the executive director of the Kansas Parent Information Resource Center, said the trend among Kansas students missing significant amounts of school had placed districts on alert, as districts and schools are looking at this issue much more. She said lack of transportation, depression, and trauma were barriers to regular attendance in school, along with issues with student engagement and past negative school experiences, including bullying. A former Ellis County District Court administrator who is charged with identity fraud after allegedly using electronic signatures to sign performance evaluations has entered into a diversion agreement, and the diversion agreement was registered on December 5th. Amanda Truen was charged in June with 9 felony counts of identity theft that were discovered during an Office of Judicial Administration audit in October of 2021. Truen is no longer an employee of the Judicial District. An affidavit in the case said employees were not aware, nor did they authorize the submission of the evaluations or the use of their electronic signatures on the evaluations. Kayla Acosta, who became the Ellis County District Court Clerk in May of 2021, told investigators she did not recall having an evaluation since 2018. The employee evaluations are used as performance indicators for each employee by the Office of Judicial Administration. The employee's evaluation has a direct effect on the employee's job and whether the employee will receive any type of wage enhancements or promotions. Each count of identity fraud could have been punishable by up to 23 months in prison and or up to a $100,000 fine. Truan had been on bond waiting for the resolution of the case. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement of this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused as of December 16th to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breshears said as friends and families gather across the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol will be there to help keep you safe, and there will be extra patrols throughout the holidays. She asks everyone to please do their part so everyone makes it to their destination safely, by always celebrating responsibly and have a plan in place for a designated driver or utilize a rideshare service, and always buckle up and put the distractions away so you can focus on driving safely. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16th of 2021 to January 1st of 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said the holidays are a special time of year and they want everyone to safely enjoy the season, so this enforcement period will allow them to get the message out that impaired driving is illegal and it takes lives. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or a sober friend, or stay home if your plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely, and contact local law enforcement if a suspected impaired driver is seen. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safety this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish their service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. Information on what to expect in terms of energy costs this winter is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers that the reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be complete by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer, Eric Oschlager, at 785-443-1266. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Say I love you by providing safety for a loved one this Christmas. Here's an out-of-the-ordinary practical gift from Ingalls Sales and Service. A certificate for an oil change. How about new tires for that traveling college student? Or a routine tune-up from Ingalls Sales and Service Quality Certified Mechanics. There's an assortment of tools, socket sets, wrenches, and specialty tools. Being optimistic, you might consider a snowblower. Ingalls Sales and Service thanks you for your patronage and wishes you a very Merry Christmas. Ingalls Sales and Service, 209 West Lincoln and Norton.
On any day in December, Pizza Hut can give to you 5 breadsticks. Form a triple treat, 3 layers deep, 10 Cinnabon mini rolls to eat.
Oh.
And a pizza plus another pizza.
Now that's festive.
The triple treat box, only from Pizza Hut. No one up pizza's the hut.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is keeping up the pressure on Mexican officials to back off plans in 2024 to ban imports of GMO corn. The secretary planned to hear from Mexican officials visiting Washington late last week about how they'd modified Mexican President Lopez Obrador's plans to ban imports of genetically modified corn starting in 2024. But he warned,
if the proposal doesn't meet what we think is consistent with the science and doesn't meet what we think is consistent with the USMCA, that we will absolutely continue to work with the U.S. Trade Representative Office to begin the process of triggering whatever needs to be triggered under the USMCA. And that hasn't changed, and it's not going to change.
The same message the secretary delivered earlier to Mexico's president.
By going down and speaking to the president and basically making sure he understood that, I think he respected that. And we hope two things. One, we hope that we continue to see a corn that's produced in the United States to Mexico, and we hope to see consistency and adherence to the terms and conditions of the USMCA or a process in which we trigger the dispute resolution aspect of the USMCA.
Late Friday afternoon, Secretary Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai issued a joint statement after meeting with the delegation of senior Mexican government officials in Washington, D.C. The statement says the conversation was candid about the U.S. deep concerns about the restrictions on the importation of biotech corn and other biotech products stemming from the Mexican president's 2020 decree. It went on to say the Mexican delegation presented some potential amendments to the decree in an effort to address the U.S. concerns. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have Arctic air headed for Kansas with very cold temperatures arriving on Thursday, along with gusty wind and some snow possible for a few parts of our state. Be ready for sub-zero high temperatures for much of Kansas Thursday and Friday. For now, we'll stay fairly comfortable, except for some cool air moving into the north-central counties. A round of snowfall will accompany the cold air with some accumulation possible for parts of the central plains. And we'll have gusty wind, our wind chill values well below zero, so that's what's on the way. On the map, heading into the afternoon, we have a stationary front situated across the state with a low near the panhandle and a little bit of moist air causing some showers in the northeast counties, and they'll continue into the afternoon. Precipitation ends by this evening. We'll have clearing skies. It'll be getting pretty cold in our western high plains and into the central counties with single-digit lows. Tuesday looks breezy as that Arctic air slowly heads our way. Circulation around that system will kick up the wind a little bit, and we'll have some cloud cover in the eastern and central counties. An initial surge of cold air will filter into the central and northeast counties tomorrow. About the same for Wednesday, then that Arctic air pours into the central plains Wednesday night and Thursday with some snowfall possible. Very cold temperatures, single-digit highs for most of our state, and wind chills well below zero Thursday and Friday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 30s with single digits overnight. North Central, mid to upper 30s, and overnight we're in the single digits. Northeast, upper 30s and low 40s, with mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid 30s to low 40s, single digits and low teens for the overnight. South Central, low to mid 40s, with mid teens to low 20s overnight. Low 40s southeast, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at $265.64. on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Kirkus Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Sailing softly.